So, you want to do banking online? Guess what? There's an app for that. If you want to do some social media, there's an app for that. If you want to chat on video with someone on the other side of the planet, well, then you know there's an app for that. Now, if you're an actor, is there an app for that? We're going to talk about apps for actors on today's episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello. And welcome to this episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach. Welcome to this patio, this podcast video. Very excited to have you joining us today. We're going to be talking about apps for actors. I've gone through and done a lot of research and figured out that there are some really, really helpful apps out there that you might want to consider if you haven't done so already. So we're going to cover a lot of really cool ideas and applications for your Android or your iOS phone, your smartphones, in just a moment. But as you always know, this is that moment of the podcast where I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Casting Actors Cast. There's a lot of exciting things going on, and I can't wait to share them with you. First and foremost, finally, oh my goodness, finally, I have gotten the new website up. So go to castingactorscast.com. It's all new. It's a new layout. There are new pages. There's all kinds of neat stuff I've put in to the new website. For example, there's a place where you can check out where I'm going to be. I've got some classes that you can even check in on. Anytime that you click on a class or something in the calendar that I've included, it's a Google calendar that it gets uploaded into the website. I update it daily. So if there's a class or something that you might be interested, click on that. If there is a link, that means that you can go ahead and sign up for that class. I love to teach, as you have heard me say many times before, I know, but it's just one of those things that I just really enjoy. I really enjoy giving back to the acting community as much as I can, and it has served me so well, so I'm trying to give back. So you have an opportunity to come out to some of these classes. Now, if there is no link in the calendar, if you click on that appearance I'll be making and there's nothing in the calendar, then by all means, it's important that you know that that means that's a closed thing. That's not going to be available to you. But there are other classes that I've listed, so please click on that. But that's all about going to the new website, castingactorscast, all one word, .com. Now, additionally, if you fill out on the very first landing page, you can fill out that form that says dive into the talent pool. That's going to take you to a bunch of freebies. I've written an article about branding. I've also let some additional handout material for you if you want to do that. Also, there's a free 100-page book on voiceover work for actors. It's called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors. And I'm throwing that in just free of charge. All you need to do is fill out the form. That lets me know that you're out there. It's also, I get your email address. By the way, you've heard me say this, and it's true. I don't do anything with that email address. So you can check out some classes. You can check out what's going on in the world of Casting Actors Cast. But most importantly, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. The only thing I ask is that you tell your friends about Casting Actors Cast, and maybe you would consider posting a share on social media if one of these episodes has been helpful to you. Finally, I just want to say that coming up in our very next episode, I can't wait because this is going to be our 100th episode of Casting Actors Cast. So I'm preparing a really cool episode for you, and please don't miss that. Please share that with your friends. That's coming up in our next podcast. That will be, it's just unbelievable, hard to believe, over 100 episodes of Casting Actors Cast have gone out, and I'm kind of astonished and excited and amazed and all of those adjectives that you could possibly think of. So it's your participation that keeps me going and keeps me wanting to do this. So thank you so very, very much for that. Now, moving on to the subject at hand, we're talking about apps for actors. I haven't had an opportunity to go in depth with every one of these apps. I simply just don't have the time to do that. But I did enough research for you to check them out on your own. These are both for iOS and Android devices. That means your Apple, your smartphone, your iPhone, and any Android device. You can go ahead and check any of these apps out and find out if they're useful. By the way, I'm not considering this a review of any of these apps. In other words, I don't necessarily want to go through all the things that are great and all the things that are not so great. I feel like it's my duty more or less to just simply present the fact that these apps are out there, and that's for you to make up your own mind. After all, this is not a one-size-fits-all career you're having, right? Not everything is going to be useful for everybody. But I think just knowing that there are these apps out there could be really, really helpful to you as you journey forward into the world of being a professional actor. So let's get started with a few of these. The first problem is, of course, that somebody thought of doing these apps. The first problem is, well, is there any way that I could learn my lines more effectively, more efficiently? Guess what? There's an app for that. Yeah, there's an app, and I'm going to talk about a couple of the apps that I've checked out that I really, really like. One is called We Rehearse. So just Google that, We Rehearse. And it's really a cool way. It's a network of other actors out there that can help you with rehearsing your audition. There's also some coaches out there that can help you coach your audition. Now, you have to do a little bit of research, but checking out We Rehearse, I think, is a really amazing idea that you don't ever have to feel like you need to learn your self-tape audition, that you can literally go and find somebody to help you do your lines with. So it's kind of a really, really neat community. So knowing that you are looking for somebody notifies thousands of actors out there, and many would be willing to help you work on any scene or simply be a reader for you. So it's really kind of a cool way in which you can not only feel part of a community, but more importantly is that you can get the work done more effectively because you're working with somebody. You're not just trying to do it on your own. So that's called We Rehearse. You can run lines. You can get some coaching online as well. So I haven't considered doing any online coaching myself, so I'm not sure if that's really a great thing for you. But again, We Rehearse is the way to do it. Now, there's also another way to learn lines on another app called Rehearsal Pro. Rehearsal Pro is a recording and playback feature where you can record your script, record your words, and then you can simply start and stop so that all you're getting are the cue lines or the other character's lines, and that leaves an opportunity for you to do your lines. So play with that, because I think just simply having another voice in your head creating a dialogue in an app might be really, really helpful for you. And again, that's called Rehearsal Pro. So there's record and playback features on that. The next one that I like is called My Lines. I actually downloaded this one and took a look at it. And it really is a great way that you can have your script on your mobile device. And what that is really great for is you can listen to the script. Somebody else is actually reading the script in your ear, or you can simply have that script read, or you can have that available for you to be working on that script on your mobile device. So it's a PDF that you download, you format it the way that they want, and you can either watch the script scrolling, or you can hear the script. Now, a little cautionary tale, the script itself, when you listen to the script, sounds very much like an electronic voice that's reading it. That, honestly, might be a little disconcerting, especially because you don't want to necessarily get yourself into a rhythm of an electronic response to the electronic talking that's coming your way. So be a little bit careful about that. But putting your script on a mobile device is always a really, really good idea. And having it in a library, in a cataloging sort of organized device, kind of makes sense to me. That's called My Lines. Now, moving on to other apps that are out there. And by the way, if you use any apps that I haven't mentioned today, by all means, I'm going to encourage you, please go to castingactorscast@gmail.com. That's the email address. It comes directly to me. And let me know if there are some apps that I'm missing. Are there some apps that you're using that are fantastic? I would love to know about that. Let's make this a community effort, shall we? So please let me know if there are any apps that I'm missing here today. Now, the other app I really kind of thought was a cool organizational tool for actors is called AuditionCal. Either, I think the acronym, not the acronym, but the it's Audition Calendar is the way I think it's just short for Audition Calendar. But AuditionCal is an organizational app. It is actually a calendar. It's a networking database. It also tracks email and is a place for holding your headshots, your photos. And it really seems like an excellent application to sort of bring together all of those elements that you need brought together in order to have really good networking skills. In other words, who did you meet at that audition? What has that person done? Contact information. But it's also in your calendar, so you can really track your auditions. That's really helpful, I think. Keeping track of the kinds of roles that you're going out for, it really is an excellent database, and it really kind of brings all of those individual elements together into one app. So definitely want to check that out, AuditionCal. I believe it's both for Android and iOS smartphones, so please double check me. If I'm wrong about that, please let me know. But I believe that that's the case. So that's a great organizational tool. Now, speaking of being organized, I think it's rather important for you to know what's going on in the industry. And although you probably know this next app I'm going to be talking about, I think that there are some additional areas of this particular app that you haven't really thought of. So let's go there right now. I'm talking about IMDb. The acronym being Internet Movie Database. Now, Internet Movie Database, you probably know. If you're watching a movie, you can look it up. You find out who the director is, who the actors are in that movie, that film, or television project. So IMDb has been a fantastic resource for finding all kinds of information out. But if you're approaching a film and television career, and let's say maybe you get an audition to audition for a director, what a great way to find out what that director has done. I've always said knowledge is power. So if you're going into an audition and you're not familiar with the director's work, or you're working with somebody who has had maybe a little more experience than you, you can find out about them on IMDb. You get a listing of their film and their television, when they shot it. Additionally, there's all kinds of places on IMDb where you can find out what new things are being shot, what is in progress, what is being planned. Are they in post-production, meaning that the film has been shot, but now they're doing their editing before they do a release? So all kinds of really great information. So it's worth your time to spend a little more time on IMDb. Now, they also offer IMDb Pro. I would suggest you not go ahead and buy that unless you A, can afford it, but B, really plan on spending that kind of time on IMDb. I think the better first choice would be just to spend some more time on IMDb and see if it's worthwhile buying the more advanced version. The more advanced version, by the way, is really a little more helpful because it talks about who represents individual talent. So you can find out what agent, the agent's phone number, the agent's location. So you can get all kinds of additional industry information. But again, and I don't even frankly remember what the pro feature is, because Pat at McCorkle Casting is a CSA member, we get that and we get IMDb Pro provided for us free of charge. So I don't even know what that charge is. But you should consider that if the time is right, if it feels like this is a great opportunity for you to sort of advance where you are, then maybe getting the IMDb Pro version sounds kind of worth it. But again, don't do that right away. That's just my suggestion. Now, there is also a self-taping app. It's so funny to me. I always say self-taping, and I don't know why. There's no tape involved, right? I mean, this is all digital. This is all there's no tape, there's no friction. It's all digital format. So it's always weirded out me a little bit to say self-tape. Everyone says self-taping class. Oh, I have to do a self-tape. Guess what? There's no tape involved. I don't know why that happens. Maybe it's because a digital audition doesn't come as easily, you know, trippingly on the tongue. I don't know. It's just weird to me. But there is a self-tape app. Oh, I just cracked myself up there. It's called Slateable. Slateable. So look that up. Now, I haven't had a chance to really explore in depth, but what I like about this is it takes a lot of that editing stuff out of the mix when you're trying to put a self-tape or a digital audition together. And so you can spend more time on the audition work and less time on the freak out on how do I edit? How do I put this together? Do I include the slate? Do I not include the slate? How do I do this? This sort of takes a lot of that away and does it for you. So I think that's a really good idea, especially if you're a little bit hesitant about all the latest digital technology and the computer stuff going on. Slateable might be a really good app for you to check out. In fact, I would suggest you check it out no matter what. But I also want to remind you that there's a past episode, actually two episodes, on Casting Actors Cast about doing your self-tape auditions, your self-submit videos. And I really encourage you to listen to that first before you make any kind of purchase on an app. Because frankly, it's not that difficult. Once you know what's needed, and once you have your setup, it just becomes kind of second nature. So you can focus on those things that are important to you, which is a good audition. All of that technical stuff is there just to surround yourself with a professional presentation. But, you know, you don't have to be a videographer or video expert in order to make this happen. So check out those two podcasts, if you would. Earlier versions in the archives of Casting Actors Cast. You can go to Podbean or go to the website, castingactorscast.com, and just go ahead and click back into the archive, and you'll see those episodes right away. Again, there are two episodes at 20 minutes each. I think you would benefit greatly from those. But in the meantime, Slateable is a self-tape app, so check that out. Now, there's also one called a Script Rehearser. So check out Script Rehearser. I don't know that much about it. I believe it is a way in which you can download a PDF of the script. I believe it allows you to use your own voice to play the other characters. It can change your voice. Again, I don't know that much about it, but I've read some kind of decent reviews about it, Script Rehearser. So that's as much information as I can give you. So if you're writing these down, Script Rehearser might be something to check out as well. Now, the other last two apps are things you might not have thought of. These are things that it's so funny to me when I mention them to actors in classes, they kind of look really kind of confused and then surprised and then delighted, because they hadn't thought of this as an option. And these are teleprompter apps. Now, you probably know what a teleprompter is, right? That's where the lines or the words of the script are being scrolled in front of the lens of the camera via a two-way mirror, and your device, whether it be an iPhone or an Android phone, a smartphone, or it might be a tablet that is scrolling the script backwards so that when it's reflected through this two-way mirror, it actually looks like you've committed this script to memory. So it's kind of a neat thing. Teleprompters have been around for a long time for news readers in your local news center, but it's amazing that the application for actors hasn't really hit yet, and that's why I wanted to bring them up. So if you have a teleprompter app, you can take your text, put it into the teleprompter. You don't do the reverse script on it. You don't need a two-way mirror, but now you have a significant other to the left or right of the camera when you're doing your self-submit videos. And it looks like you've got this memorized. And what's happening is the script is just scrolling in front of you. Now, what's great about that is you don't have to freak out. I don't have to see an audition that looks like you're trying to memorize something, that it looks like you're having a conversation with that other person in a self-submit video. There are some cautionary tales, though. One is, I just don't want it to look like you're reading. It still is an audition. But here's a way that looking at the script can show you and give you what you need to say. And so you can act to that device, and it really is quite effective, especially if there are longer scenes that are involved, or Shakespeare, which has a tendency to have a, you know, just a lot of words to it, and you might feel a little bit challenged by that, and maybe you don't have the time to memorize it. Consider these two teleprompter apps for your tablet or your phone. I think you will find them extremely useful, because reading off a teleprompter is a skill set that you will never regret. The teleprompter is called Android Prompter. Android Prompter. Obviously, that's for your Android phone. What I like about this particular program is that you can adjust how fast or how slow the script scrolls in front of the camera, so you're not forced to going into a rate that's not comfortable. Some of these also have the ability to Bluetooth a start and stop mechanism, so that you can literally be holding a button in your hand that you can start and stop the teleprompter. So that's kind of a cool thing to do. And you can increase the size of the font to be smaller or larger, depending upon what your visual needs are. Android Prompter is really a wonderful program. No matter what, I think it's really great to have. It's kind of fun, too, if you want to know. It's really kind of cool. The one for the iPhone is called Cue Prompter Teleprompter Lite. Q-U-E Prompter Teleprompter Lite. And that does the exact same thing, but it's meant for your iOS device, your iPhone. So there we are. I hope that's been helpful to you. I hope you've gotten something out of this. So consider that there is an app for that when you've got some of these acting challenges in front of you. Hope you've enjoyed this patio. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. Thanks for watching and listening, and we'll see you next time, our 100th anniversary show on Casting Actors Cast. Thanks.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.